In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Not long after, he was forced to create hell, domain for the fallen angel who dared disobey him. The angel was Lucifer, the light bearer, but he would soon become known by a more sinister name, Satan, the devil. He is the nightmare that visits our darkest hours, the phantom that calls in the middle of the night. From nearly the dawn of the universe to this very day, Satan is believed to roam the earth, vowing to destroy man. Where there is light, Satan brings darkness. Where there is peace, he wages war. Where he finds love, he ushers in hate. He is said to take on many forms to fool us. But in his most demonic role, Satan has been the keeper of the darkness, the evil that lurks just around the corner and deep within our souls. The story of Satan begins as a tragedy. At the dawn of time, on the second day of creation, God surrounded himself with archangels. Then God created man and asked his angels for something which Lucifer could not give, that he bow down to man, a creature made in the likeness and image of God. It was a demand that the proud Lucifer refused to obey. I will not worship an inferior and younger being, Satan said. I am his senior in the creation. Before he was made, I was already made. It is his duty to worship me.
The angels, like human beings, are given a free choice, either to love God or to love their own will better. And those angels, namely Satan and his followers, who chose to love their own will better than to love the will of God, those were the demons who were cast out of heaven.
Satan and his followers, the dark angels, waged a bitter war against God and his archangel Michael.
Heaven is between Michael the archangel and his angels, and a great dragon and his angels. And the great dragon is driven out of heaven, loses the war, and it says in the book of Revelation that this great dragon was the great serpent, was Satan.
Satan and the dark angels were cast into a fiery hell, where they were to rot for all eternity. Satan vowed revenge and set out to destroy mankind.
Isaiah chapter 14, from 12 to 21. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning! How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations! For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Yet, you shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you, and consider you, saying, Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them, sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave, like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit of hell, like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land, and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land.
Strangely, Satan did not lose his angelic powers, which included the ability to change his appearance.
Satan can break the laws of nature and common sense. He can be a man riding horseback backwards. He can be, he can come upon us in the guise of a seductive, beautiful woman. He can come in a body that has human parts and animal parts commingled. He's powerful, he's impervious to our abilities to seek him out in the normal world. He can be invisible. He can come as a spirit, as a word in the wind.
Satan went in search of his enemy and soon appeared on earth, slithering in the form of a snake. He entered a garden called Eden, where he sought out a woman named Eve.
He's very much moved by lust. He's very attracted to human women, and they are often his greatest followers because he's also a liar, and women can be evilly deceived, so say the doctors of the church. But more than that, he's arrogant. He doesn't see why angels should be forced to serve human beings.
God had warned Eve not to eat from the garden's tree of knowledge. But Satan lured her to sample